Right now, you're jamming out to the homegrown lineup where local artists from all over the North play right here on True North FM, and it's all thanks to the support of Music NWT. I'm Tyler, the host of the homegrown lineup, so you're listening to a chatter recorded before I went on vacation that I did with Abe Drennan, and here's the second part of our conversation. So you mentioned that in the first part of our chat here that, you know, the song touches on like a lot of, you know, personal stuff for you, kind of how you were dealing with the pandemic and how all that was for you. Do you feel that when you write songs and they have that kind of more personal feel to them, do you feel a little bit more connected with them than some of the other work? Because you're kind of like leaving it all there on the song, like you're leaving this this part of you on the recording here?
Yeah, when you get, you know, you get personal, there's a vulnerability, right, that comes with that. I think it's, there's something about just feeling, being okay with being vulnerable, you know, and that it gives people the opportunity to also be vulnerable too. I think vulnerability is, in the words of Brené Brown, which I often will listen to sometimes, is a superpower, you know, and it just gives us all an opportunity to just breathe and to step back for a moment and be reflective. And so, yeah, in that way, it's part of a healing process, I think.
You'll hear the last part of my chat with Abe before the end of this week's homegrown lineup, and there's some more amazing local artists to hear after the break. Right now, you're listening to the homegrown lineup where amazing local talent from all over the North play right here on True North FM, and it's all thanks to the awesome support of Music NWT. I'm Tyler, the host of the homegrown lineup, and I'm on vacation still this week, so before I went away, I sat down and recorded some featured artist interviews for you to listen to, and one of them was I sat down and had a chat with Abe Drennan about his new single, Unknown Road, and I've had a great time getting to chat with him about it. Here's the last part of our conversation. With Unknown Road, are you saying it is about the pandemic, about kind of your experiences with it? Can you see yourself returning to this, to the well of kind of feelings about the pandemic, how you kind of felt about it? Or would you say you kind of got what you needed to say out in Unknown Road?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tyler. I think so. I think I needed to just get that out there. And it's like, it's released, my release week, you know, the song or whatever. And it is a real emotional and physical release as well, because it's like, finally, you know, it's out into the world. And so I think moving forward, I think, yeah, the questions for me kind of come around like, you know, yeah, what's next? How are we going to come out of this in a better way? How's that healing going to happen? First, let's acknowledge that it's happened to us, that this great trauma has happened to the global community. And like, what do we do now? Now, moving forward, and not to just kind of move forward with blinders on. And like, there's a certain amount of that, of like, you know, I even feel here at school, like there's like this desire to jump right back in, but this trepidation as well that exists. So I think it's just like acknowledging all of those, this complex kind of feelings that go along with stepping out of this pandemic, yet we're kind of still in it because COVID still exists. So how do we navigate these complex environments where we at home and at school and our communities and move forward in a good way? Asking the right questions, or asking questions that are meaningful, developing meaningful relationships. And I think like what comes out of this is like, who do I need in my life now? You know, what is the most important thing that I need to focus on? Because coming out of this experience has like jolted me, you know, it's jolted all of us. And so hopefully in a way that's like distilling these important questions to like, yeah, what's really important in our lives and how do we live our lives in a better way? And those answers can only come from each one of us, from inside of us, you know, digging deeper to kind of ask those questions, right? But I'm just hoping that the song can also kind of spur some of those conversations. Those are the conversations I want to have. And in my new music coming up, like this sort of, you know, in a way celebration, but also this kind of like that sort of deeper reflection is what I'm going for, you know, or looking for.
I want to thank you so much for listening to the homegrown lineup this week. And thanks to Abe for joining me for another awesome featured artist interview. I'll be back next week with another terrific artist to chat with for the featured artist interview. And there's some incredible local artists to hear after the break.